Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you?
Yes, good afternoon, Vicky. I have a charge on my Visa card statement that I don't recognize. What is the name of your company?
This is a third-party call center, sir. We provide customer support for online vendors and merchants. If you give me your zip code, I'll be happy to look it up.
Okay. My zip code is 98465.
Thank you, sir. Yes. Sir, your phone was kind of breaking up. All I got was sound like 65. Can you repeat that, please?
Sure. 98465.
Okay. I heard. Okay, 98465. And your first and last name, sir?
It's Walter Frigeri. The last name is F-R-I-G-E-R-I.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much, and I appreciate that information. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing good. Great weather out here. Probably
wow.
A little cooler, though, than it is in Florida.
I wish I were in Florida. We're next door. I'm in Alabama, I think.
Oh.
I think today it is supposed to top out at 59. However, they said the miles per hour? The wind, however you say it, the wind gust. It's supposed to be up to 20 miles an hour. So it kind of takes away from the 59
degrees.
Yeah,
the temperature is fine, but the wind isn't, yeah.
Right, and then if it's cloudy, you know, that just further takes away from the fun. Okay, sir, I do see an account for you. And what I need for you to do for me now is verify that shipping address in its entirety for me, please.
Sure. Shipping address is 7512 Leif Erickson Drive. It's spelled L-E-I-F, second word, E-R-I-C-S-O-N, Drive, Tacoma, Washington, 98465.
Okay, thank you so kindly for that information. I don't want to tear your name up. It's Frigeri. Am I saying it right? Frigeri?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, sir. Do you recall paying shipping and handling? This goes back to December of last year. It was actually on Christmas Day. Paying shipping and handling, sir, in the amount of $7.45 for a Wi-Fi booster. You probably did a survey and they said just pay the shipping.
Right, yes.
Okay. Now, what happened was this was an introductory gift from a particular vendor called Factory Direct Savings Store, Mr. Frigeri. Now, this here is a third-party call center. We provide customer support for the online vendors. This particular one had an offer where the customer pays just the shipping for a free gift of their choice. And then once you pay that shipping, they put a disclaimer on the website or however you're ordering it that states that they're going to enroll you in something called the Factory Direct Store. They charge $49.99 on a monthly basis, sir. And then what you get in exchange for that is a $125 gift card each month to an online web store. That web store is called the Best Consumers Gadgets Club, and they have just a bunch of different gadgets on that website. But this is a monthly ongoing thing, Mr. Frigeri, and they'll continue to bill you that $49.97 until you call in and have it canceled. But to date, you've accrued $250 worth of credit. Now, they're not going to give you a physical gift card, sir. They send a link to your email, and all you do is when you get the email, you tap that link, and it'll open up the website for you to be able to use that $125 voucher and give you the portal to get to that store so you can shop with that voucher.
Oh, I had no idea what I was getting into when I ordered the free gift. So can you give me the phone number of the company so I can give them a call?
Okay, this is whom you communicate with. This is the third-party call center. We provide customer support for that vendor. So
okay.
What would you like to do for
The first thing I want to do is cancel it.
Okay.
Because, I'll read the fine print a little closer next time.
Yeah. The thing is, sir, the customers, when they call and tell me that they don't see that disclaimer until after they paid the shipping and handling. But I know that it's there because I have customers that call and they immediately say they want to cancel the same day because they see the disclaimer. So right. you just overlooked it. You're not the first, and I'm sure you won't be the last. I do have you canceled out, and because what this will do, sir, is avoid you being charged this month, because you would have been charged probably next week or towards the end of the month. It looks like they charge you because this was initiated December 25th. They have a tendency, it looks like they're billing you around the end of the month, every month. So this will avoid you being charged this month. But to date, you have accrued $250, sir, worth of credit on that voucher, worth of vouchers. So what I can do is share the email support address so you can email them and tell them to resend you the link so you can access those vouchers and use them, because you did pay for them. And they do have a lot of nice stuff on that website. I've looked at it myself. They have all kind of stuff. They have little spy cams. They have foot massagers, neck massagers, purifiers, all kind of stuff.
What's their website?
The website is not the website. It's going to be the email support address. I can give you the website too, but for you to get the voucher, you need to email this address. It's going to be all lowercase, sir.
Okay.
The first word is support. S is in Sam, U umbrella, P Paul, P Paul, O ostrich, R run, T Tom, then the at symbol.
Mm-hmm.
Then the word try, T is in Tom, R run, Y yarn. Next word is unlimited. U umbrella, N Nancy, L Linda, I ice, M Mary, I ice, T Tom, E Edward, D David.
Okay.
Then savings, S Sam, A Apple, V Vicky, I ice, N Nancy, G girl, S Sam.
Okay.
Next word, deals. D, David, E, Edward, A, Apple, L, Linda, S, Sam.
Good.
.com. Just email them. They already have your email, because they should have initially, when they charged you that first $49.97, sir, they should have sent a link to your email for you to access.
They probably did, and I thought.
Right. Didn't know what it was. Right, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much for your help.
Okay, hang on just a minute, sir. Let me give you your cancellation number, sir.
Okay.
Just so you'll have it for your records.
Sure.
Your cancellation number, sir, is going to be C, as in cancel.
Mm-hmm.
258-847-155.
Okay, C as in cancel, 258-847-155.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you so much for your help.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great weekend, sir, and stay safe. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.